This is Thursday night shiur given by Shua Katz on Parshas Toldos. Okay, thank you everybody for coming. As I announced this week, speaker is Shua Katz, a member of the shul, YU student, went to Gush for 2 years, a madrich on NCSY Kollel, and it came out then by it, Etzli. And good speaker. All yours.
All right, I first just want to thank Howie and obviously the entire Renan community for giving me the opportunity and the privilege to share some words of Torah and to learn together tonight. If you open up Sefer Bereishis, you see that the division of information is almost totally unequal. You have three avos, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Abraham gains three parshios, parshas Lech Lecha, parshas Vayera, parshas Chayisara. Lech Lecha, we learn all about Abraham, all of his travails, all of the events throughout Abraham's life, continues into Vayera, all of the climactic events, the Akedah, his tefillah for Sdom. And it gets into Chayisara. He buys Me'aras HaMach Be'ilah, we learn about the conclusion of Abraham's life. And then if you jump to the second half of Sefer Bereishis, we learn all about Yaakov. The entire second half of Sefer Bereishis is just Yaakov Avinu and his entire life along with his children. But for Yitzchak Avinu, our second Av, we have but one parak in Tanakh, one parak in Sefer Bereishis that details the life events of just Yitzchak Avinu, that details specifically Yitzchak's life. That's parak Chavav of Sefer Bereishis. A paucity of information. Why does the Torah specify such little information about Yitzchak Avinu? And furthermore, obviously, if we have such a paucity of information, that only accentuates our responsibility to be as precise as possible with the little information that we have in our reading of the Psukim about Yitzchak Avinu. So let's get started. The Parsha this week, Parshas Toldos, opens up with a rather strange pasuk. In source number 1, pasuk Yud Tes, Perek Chaf Hei, Ve'ela Toledos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Holid Es Yitzchak. The question just jumps off the page. Yitzchak ben Avraham. Yitzchak is the son of Avraham. Does it not stand to reason if Yitzchak is the son of Avraham that Avraham is the father of Yitzchak? Do we need to say Avraham Holid Es Yitzchak? And the question becomes only stronger in light of the surrounding context. Because if we jump just 7 psukim earlier, the Torah presents Yishmael's heritage. And the Torah states in source number 1, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ve'ela Tolodos Yishmael ben Avraham, Asher Yalada Hagar HaMitzvis, Shevchah Sarah le'Avraham. And we notice right away two differences between the way the Torah presents Yishmael's heritage and the way the Torah presents Yitzchak's heritage. Number one, there's no repeated formulation. As we just said, we have Toledos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Holidas Yitzchak. No such formulation does the Torah present for Yishmael. And second of all, Yitzchak is related to Avraham specifically in his birth. Avraham Holidas Yitzchak. But with regard to Yishmael, Ve'ela Toledos Yishmael ben Avraham, Asher Yalida Hagar HaMitzris. Yishmael's birth is related specifically to his mother Hagar. So why does the Torah differ from the presentation of Yishmael and relating his birth to Hagar, his mother, and on the other hand, present Yitzchak's birth in relation to Avraham, his father? And furthermore, the question really gets only stronger. If we look at the Radak in source number 2, the Radak talks about what the actual meaning of the word Toledos is. Because on the surface, it would seem to all of us, we're familiar with Leida, Yalad, Toledos seems like offspring. Right? These are the offspring of the following person. However, the Radak explains in the first pasuk of Parashas Noach, Ela Toledos Noach, Noach Ich Tzadik, Tomim Haya B'dor Osav. Right? That doesn't explain any of Noach's offspring. Right? So what does the Radak say? Ela Toledos Noach, source number 2. Toledos Perusho HaKoros. The life events. That which transpires to the person. Shekarohu B'dvar HaMabul V'acharav. In relation specifically to Noach, it's talking about the Mabul and everything that happened afterwards throughout Parshas Noach. Ela Toledos Noach. These are the life events of Noach. V'chein Ela Toledos Yaakov. Later on, in a couple of weeks, we'll read about Yaakov Avinu, and the Torah introduces him by saying, Ela Toledos Yaakov. And the Radak says again, Ki HaKoros Him Toledos Hayomim. Koros doesn't mean offspring as in heritage. It means offspring in terms of what each day what each day, what comes anew on each day? What springs out of each day? Toledos Hayamim, the life events, the occurrences in everyone's life. Now, if we use their Adax explanation of the word Toledos, and we bring it back to our Pasuk, the first Pasuk in this week's Parashah, Ve'ela Toledos Yitzchak ben Avraham, what's the first life event that the Torah records with regard to Yitzchak? Avraham holy, that's Yitzchak. The first life event that's worth mentioning about Yitzchak is the fact that Avraham gave birth to him, the fact that Avraham is his father. You might tell me, oh, well, that's obvious, because that's just a chronological point, right? I mean, that's the first thing that happened in Yitzchak's life. He was born, right? That's obviously the first thing that happens in one's life. So that's what the Torah is going to tell us. However, if we compare that to Noach and Yaakov, we find that that's not the same. With regard to Noach, we don't find that the first life event in Noach's life that the Torah presents is his birth. And with regard to Yaakov, we find the same. It's not his birth. We don't find that the first life event in Yaakov was the fact that Yitzchak gave birth to Yaakov. Only with regard to Yitzchak do we see that the first life event that the Torah requires mentioning, that the Torah finds worth mentioning, the first life event, is Avraham Holid Es Yitzchak. So what is going on in this pasuk? Why is the first life event so significant? Why is Avraham's giving birth? Why is the fact that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham so significant that it deserves a repeated formulation, and that it's the first life event that the Torah mentions? So I think, hopefully, to gain a glimpse into this question, we have to analyze all of the events that occur throughout Parshas Toldos. So if we jump to sources 3a and 3b, what I did here was try to make a parallel between the life events that occur to Avraham Avinu and the life events that transpire for Yitzchak Avinu. And on the right in 3a is Avraham in Bereishis Perek Yud Beis, and on the left in 3b, Bereishis Perek Chavav, that's Yitzchak. So let's start off with Yitzchak, this week's parasha. So the Pasuk Aleph states, Vahira'av Ba'aretz. Yitzchak experienced the famine. And if you jump to the right, source 3a, what's Pasuk Yud? Vahira'av Ba'aretz. Avraham experienced the same exact thing that Yitzchak experienced. And in fact, the Torah uses the exact same words to describe what happened to Avraham and what happened to Yitzchak. Vahira av ba'aretz, vahira av ba'aretz. And in case that parallel wasn't enough, well, let's continue in Pasuk Aleph of Perek Chavav in 3b. Vahira av ba'aretz, milavad hara av harishon, asher haya bimei Avraham. Why is it necessary to tell us with regard to what famine the famine of Yitzchak occurs, right? I mean, we have to tell you that Yitzchak's famine is related to Avraham's famine. It's a famine. Right? All we have to know is that Yitzchak experienced the famine, and then go on from there. The Torah, for some reason, feels it necessary to say that this famine was milavad hara'av harishon, asher haya bimei Avraham. It feels it necessary to relate it specifically to the famine in Avraham's life. So we have two emphases already on the connection between Avraham and Yitzchak. Number one, the same exact formulation, vahira'av ba'aretz, vahira'av ba'aretz. And number two, the Torah's description of the famine in Pasuk Aleph, asher haya bimei Avraham. And if we continue throughout the two stories, we'll see that there are even more parallels. First, in Yitzchak's story in 3b, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak to stay in Eretz Yisrael, not to go down to Mitzrayim. That's one difference between Avraham and Yitzchak in their two stories. Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim, Yitzchak does not, he stays in Eretz Kanaan, and we'll return to that later. But if we read through those psukim, it's very interesting the way that the Torah relates to us why Yitzchak must stay in Eretz Yisrael. If we skip the pasuk Gimel, Gur ba'aretz hazos, Hashem tells Yitzchak, Ve'heyei mechav ha'avarecheka, ki lechol zar'acha etin es kol ha'aretzos ha'el, v'hakimosias ha'shivua, asher nishbati le'avraham avicha. Why does Yitzchak have to stay in Eretz Kanaan? So that the shvua that I promised to your father Avraham, that I can fulfill. You have to stay in Eretz Kanaan so that the Shvua promised to Avraham Avinu can be fulfilled. Again, the Torah emphasizes the relation between Yitzchak and Avraham. And it's also interesting, it says, La'Avraham Avicha. Do we not know that Avraham was the father of Yitzchak? Does it really have to say, La'Avraham Avicha? After all, in the first pasuk of the parasha, we already know twice, Ve'ela Toledos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Olidas Yitzchak. We need to know again, Avraham Avicha. And the parallels just continue. The connections between Avraham and Yitzchak just keep being furthered. Eventually, Yitzchak goes to Gerar with Avimelech, and he lives in the country, in the land of Avimelech. And if we look at the way Yitzchak and Avraham handle their relations in foreign countries, Avraham in Mitzrayim and Yitzchak in Gerar with Avimelech, their behaviors are almost exactly the same. First, both Abraham and Yitzchak have plans with regard to how to handle how the societies around them would treat their wives. So Abraham comes up with a plan, and he tells Sarah, right? He tells Sarah to say that really she is Abraham's sister. Right? He says in pasuk Yud Gimel in 3a Yud Beis Yud Gimel Imri na achosi at lema ani tavli ba'avureich v'chayasan afshi begaleich. Abraham tells Sarah, Imrina achusi at, say that you're my sister. And if we jump to 3b, Yitzchak does exactly the same thing. In Pasuk Zayin, Vayish'alu anshei hamakom le'ishto, Vayomer achusi hi. Achusi at, achusi hi. Exact same connection between Abraham and Yitzchak, the same words, the same plan. And if we keep coming, just more connections. What's the basis for this plan that Abraham has? Well, in Pasuk Yud Beis, we see V'haya ki yiru osach hamitzrim v'amiru shtozos v'harigu osi. When they see you, Sarah, they're going to come kill me, and that's why I want you to tell them that you're my sister. Ah, if we jump to the left and see what Yitzchak says, it's almost the exact same thing. Pasuk Zayin again. Vayishalu anshei hamakom le'ishto vayomer achusi hi ki yarei limor ishti pen yaharguni. The same exact concern, the same exact threat. Avraham and Yitzchak, it's once again connected. And if that weren't enough, what's the reason for that fright? It's due to the beauty of their wives. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Bereishis Yud Beis in 3a, Vayhi kasher hikriv lavo mitzrayimav, hayomer asara ishto, hineino yadati ki isha yafas mare'at. Sarah, you're beautiful, therefore the entire society around us is not going to treat us properly and correctly, therefore we need to come up with some plans in order to deal with the society around us. And Yitzchak does the exact same thing for the exact same reason. Pasuk Zayin once again, Vayishalu anshei hamakom le'ishto, vayomer achusi hi, ki yorei le'mor ishti, pen yahirguni anshei hamakom al rivka, ki tovas mar'eh hi. Tovas mar'eh, yifas mar'eh, it's almost all exactly the same. Had we not had any nouns or pronouns about Yitzchak and Abraham, we would have thought that it's all just the same story. We wouldn't have known that there was one story in Perek Yud Beis and another story in Perek Chavav. What is the Torah getting at with these parables? So I'm certainly not the first to develop this approach. I've heard it in the name of Rav Soloveitchik and others as well. What the Torah is trying to teach us with these parallels between Abraham and Yitzchak is the relationship between Abraham and Yitzchak. Abraham was a revolutionary. He's a trailblazer. He's the first person to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham is Korei B'Shem Hashem. He brings the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to every place that he goes. Abraham is Megayeres HaAnashim V'Sara Megayeres HaAnashim. Abraham goes around to all of the rest of his society and brings the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them. We know that Abraham accomplishes the feat of the Akedah. Abraham is an absolute revolutionary. He's an innovator. Everything that Abraham introduces into the world is basically new. And if we want all of those revolutions, all of those innovations, to become embedded into a society, to become ensconced into the fabric of a community and of the world, we can't just leave them the way they are. They must be continued, they must be made consistent and constant. And that's exactly what Yitzchak does. Yitzchak is following in the footsteps of his father Abraham. Yitzchak is doing exactly what Abraham did. That is why we have so many parallels in the two prakim. That's exactly what goes on in the story. Yitzchak makes the exact same plans as Abraham. Yitzchak treats his wife in the same way. He treats Avimelech in the same way. Yitzchak is just continuing what Abraham does. He's following in his footsteps in order to make sure that all of the innovations that Abraham, all of the values, all the accomplishments and successes that Abraham made and achieved throughout his life, Yitzchak makes sure that those are not temporary, those are permanent. And perhaps that is why in the first pasuk of the parasha, that's why the Torah repeats, Ve'ela toldos Yitzchak ben Abraham, Abraham holidas Yitzchak. The first life event in Yitzchak's life that's worth mentioning is the fact that Abraham is his father. Because Abraham is the entire basis, is the entire foundation for how Yitzchak conducts his life. Yitzchak follows in the footsteps of Abraham. He continues what Abraham contributed to the world. And it's not just the language of the psukim or the content of the psukim that gets at this idea. The Mefarshim and the Midrashim do it as well. If we go to source number 4, Vayomer Achusi Hi, the Medrash says that Yitzchak, why did he say that Rivka was his sister? Kederech Avi. Yitzchak follows in the exact same way, in the exact same manner as his father. And in case this weren't enough evidence, we should probably go to the next story, because we'll find even more parallels. In source number 6. Source number 6b, Perek Chav Vav, we see that Yitzchak amasses a lot of wealth. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayigdal ha'ish, vayilech haloch v'gadel, ad ki gadal me'od, vayilo mikne tzon, mikne vakar, v'avudah rabba, v'aykanu oso pelishtim. The Torah records that Yitzchak was a wealthy, well-off person. And if we go to on the right, the source 6a, we'll see that Avraham was the same. Pasuk Beis, v'Avraham kavid me'od, v'mikne v'kesef v'azahav. Both have flock, have cattle, both are well-off. One more parallel between the two, between Avraham and Yitzchak, only to further emphasize and stress this idea that Yitzchak is really continuing and following in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. And if we continue in the story, in 6b, in Yitzchak's story, so the Torah starts telling us about the wells that were dug during Yitzchak's life, which really, on the surface, seems pretty insignificant. Like, do we really have to know about all of the wells that Yitzchak dug? Well, if we read the Psukim, we'll find just how significant that story is. Pasuk Tesvav, V'chol ha-be'iros asher chafiru avdei aviv, bimei Avraham aviv, sitimum plishtim v'aymal'um afar. All of the wells that the servants of Avraham dug were closed up, were gapped up by the plishtim, and Yitzchak comes and redigs them. But if we pay attention to the precise formulation in the pasuk, we'll see exactly this idea once again. V'chol ha-be'iros asher chafiru avdei aviv. The servants of Avraham were the ones who dug these wells originally. And in case we thought that the servants of Avraham dug them while Avraham wasn't alive, the Torah tells us, Bimei Avraham Aviv, that the servants of Avraham dug these wells while Avraham was alive. And again, in case we didn't know that Avraham was Yitzchak's father, Avraham Aviv. Avraham is Yitzchak's father, in case you didn't know. We didn't read the first pasuk in the parasha that told us, Ve'la tolodos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holid es Yitzchak. Why must the Torah repeat so many times, time after time after time, that Avraham is Yitzchak's father? That these wells were dug in Avraham's days? For this exact same point. That what's occurring to Yitzchak is due to the basis and to the foundation of Avraham who came before him. And this becomes only more explicit in the following pasukim. Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayoshav Yitzchak vayachpores be'iros hamayim asher chafiru bimei Avraham Aviv. Again, bimei Avraham Aviv. And in case we didn't know Avraham was Yitzchak's father, Avraham Aviv. Vaysatimun pelishtim acharei mos Avraham. Again, after Avraham's death. Another repeated formulation, another repetition of Avraham. Vayikra lahen shemos kashemos asher kara lahen Aviv. All of the names of the wells are the exact same ones that Avraham dubbed the wells. Yitzchak just takes Avraham's names and reuses them. Why? Because this is the exact presentation that the Torah is trying to get at in Yitzchak's character. We may have a simple story about wells, about Be'eros, but the deeper meaning of this story is very clear. All of the values, all of the accomplishments that Avraham achieved throughout his life are what Yitzchak views himself as continuing throughout his life. Yitzchak is coming off the footsteps, off the basis, off the foundation of Avraham, and making sure that everything Avraham contributed to the world is once again embedded throughout society. And again, this is not just in the Psukim, but if we go to the Mefarshim, source number 7, Rabbeinu Bechaye, the pasuk says, "V'chol abeiros asher chafiru bimei Avraham aviv." We just read that pasuk, and Rabbeinu Bechaye says, "V'asachin lechvod aviv." That Yitzchak redug these wells and called them the same names, lichvod aviv. And we don't have to take kvod aviv in the most minimalistic sense. It doesn't have to be just out of a respect, out of an honor for your father, that you want to make sure that, you know, the names that he presented to the world are the same ones that exist now for the legacy of his father. It's more than that. Kvod aviv, the respect, the honor of Avraham, is for Yitzchak to take everything that Avraham accomplished, everything that Avraham contributed, and to make sure that it's consistent, to make sure that it's ensconced. If we read source number 8, the Medrash has an unbelievable comment on this story. We'll read this whole Medrash. Source number 8. Bo re'e en vasanu shel Yitzchak. Let's see the humility of Yitzchak. Adam kone lo bayis v'korei lo shem. Usually when someone purchases a house, He dubs it a name. Omid bino mechadish bo davar, hu korei lo shem acher. And if the son comes and does something new to the house, if he makes some type of innovation, well, he wants his own name to be marked on the house. And therefore, he'll call it a different name. Aval Yitzchak avinu enochin. Yitzchak is not this way. Ela kol habeiro shechafar Avraham. V'kara lahen shem, af al pi she'amdu plishtim v'sitmu osan, kivan she'chazar Yitzchak v'chafran shnia, lo chidesh lahen shem, ela ha'edmidon al hashemo she'kara lahen aviv. Even though Yitzchak redigs the wells, it's his own actions, nevertheless, he sticks with the names that Avraham granted to these wells. Asher kara lahen aviv. Umas char not al alkach. What reward does Yitzchak gain for the fact that he kept the same names that Avraham used? Shakol ha'avos nishtinu shemosam. We have three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and two of the three have changed names. Avraham mitchila shemo Avram, ulevasof nikra Avraham. Yaakov mitchila shemo Yaakov, ulevasof nikra Yisrael. Aval Yitzchak mitchila ad shalo nolad, karalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchak. Shenemar v'karasa shemo Yitzchak, v'lo nishtane shemo ledoros. Yitzchak is the only one of the three avos whose name is not changed. Of course, this is not a technical point. The reward that Yitzchak gains from giving the same name to the wells that Abraham used, that his father Abraham used, is preserving his own name. Because that's exactly what Yitzchak was trying to accomplish by giving the same names that Abraham used. He's trying to get at the idea, at the presentation of continuity, of consistency. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants to Yitzchak in his namesake. Yitzchak is always Yitzchak because Yitzchak took Avraham's values and Avraham's feats and made sure that they were always. Made sure that they were part and parcel of society. If we jump to the next page, you see one more source of parallels between Avraham and Yitzchak. In case the famine wasn't enough, and in case the wells weren't enough, well, let's see the way that Yitzchak and Avraham deal with Avimelech. So first, before in 10b, Bereishis Perek Chavav, again about Yitzchak, so the Torah introduces Yitzchak's interaction with Avimelech, and in Pasuk, let's read from the beginning, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vaya'al Misham Be'er Shavah, Vayira Alav Hashem Balaylo Ahu, Vayomer Anochi Elohei Avraham Avicha. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even presents himself to Yitzchak as Elokei Avraham Avicha. Al tira ki Yitzcha Anochi uveirachticha v'hirbeisi asayacha ba'avur Avraham Avdi. Everything that Yitzchak merits, everything that goes on in Yitzchak's life, everything that transpires to him is based on his father. Is based on the foundation of his father. And then in Pasuk Chofei, Vayiven Sham Mizbeach Vayikra b'shem Hashem, Vayichama halo, Vayichusham avdei Yitzchak be'er. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. If there's one marquee action, if there's one action that marks all that Avraham was about, it's Vayikra b'shem Hashem. We could look throughout Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayisara. In every place that Avraham travels, at the very end of that presentation of whatever happened to Avraham there, the Torah always says, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Avraham is trying to get the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu out to the entire world to present the monotheistic God to everyone around him, and Yitzchak does the exact same thing. He learns from his father, he's following in his footsteps, he's making sure that those values are continuous. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. And furthermore, Yitzchak and Avraham both are koris bris, they both make a bris with Avimelech. And in fact, the Radak shows that Vayikra b'shem Hashem, as we just said, was Kemosha Haya Avraham Oseh in source number 11. And he also says that in source number 12, if you want to look in inside, or you could read it later, Yitzchak gives a little bit of tochacha, a little bit of critique to Avimelech because of his behavior. And that's the exact same thing that Avraham does. So the Radak only furthers the parallels between Avraham and Yitzchak. So if we have to sum up so far what we've seen three sources of parallel between Avraham and Yitzchak. Number one, the Ra'av, the famine that occurs to both Avraham and Yitzchak. Number two, the Be'eros, the story of the wells, where we see the emphasis of Avraham and Yitzchak's life. And number three, we see the actions of Yitzchak and Avimelech and their interactions with of Yitzchak and Avraham and their interactions with Avimelech, they're almost exactly the same. So if we have until now, Yitzchak we presented pretty, there's certainly sufficient evidence, more than sufficient evidence, that Yitzchak is the continuation of Avraham Avinu and making sure that everything that Avraham contributed is consistent and really embedded in the fabric of the society around him. And that's usually how the explanation goes. For Ve'ela told us Yitzchak and Avraham, Avraham will lead us Yitzchak. Again, I've heard this in the name of the Rav and other people as well. What I'd like to try to do in our remaining minutes, I'd like to try to show that Yitzchak is not only the continuation of Avraham. Yitzchak also has an element that's totally unique, that advances and furthers what Avraham did without being the exact copycat of what Avraham did before him. Because if we pay even more careful attention to the psukim and to these stories, we'll realize that there are nuanced differences between Avraham and Yitzchak. As we said very early on in the shir, Avraham and Yitzchak both experience a famine. Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim, Yitzchak does not. Why not? So says the Medrash in source number 14 on page 3. Al tired Mitzrayima, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yitzchak. Yitzchak wanted to go down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because he's the continuation of Avraham. Avraham went down to Mitzrayim, so I want to go down to Mitzrayim too. Kimo sha'asa Avraham aviv, shahalach l'Mitzrayim mipnei ara'av. Ela mipnei sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYitzchak, mipnei malo minesi l'Avraham, ela l'cha ani minesi l'yiri l'Mitzrayim. Why, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did I prevent you from going to Mitzrayim? L'fi sha'ata ola temima. Yitzchak has a unique status. He's an Ola Temima. Of course, we know that both Avraham and Yitzchak underwent the Akedah. Avraham was the kind of the protagonist, and Yitzchak was the one who was sitting on the Mizbeach. Based off that story, we'll see again and again that the Akedah had a transformative effect on Yitzchak. Despite the fact that Yitzchak wasn't actually sacrificed to Hashem, nevertheless, the Akedah transformed his entire personality and his entire essence. After the Akedah, Yitzchak is now in Ola Temima. A Korban Ola is the only Korban that's sacrificed totally to Hashem. Hashem is the only person, partaker in the Korban Ola. He's the only entity that eats the Korban Ola. And that's what's going on with Yitzchak. Ola Temima, Yitzchak is totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's totally sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though physically he was not. In reality, in practice, Yitzchak was not sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in his personality and his essence, he is. And that is why Lekach Ein Ritzoni Sheteitzei Atah Chutzal La'aretz. Hashem says to Yitzchak, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael. You can't leave my land, the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you have to be with me. I have to be at your side wherever you go. Yitzchak lives in incredibly close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the side, standing at the side of Yitzchak wherever he goes. And this also explains another difference in that story, in Mitzrayim, between Avraham and Yitzchak. Because Avraham is faced with the decision whether to go down to Mitzrayim or to stay in Eretz Canaan. He must decide for himself. He has to go through the struggle that every human being would go through. On the one hand, do I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or on the other hand, do I rely on my personal initiative? The balance between the two. What should I do? Should I go down to Mitzrayim or should I stay in Eretz Canaan? But Yitzchak, not given that choice. Hashem tells Yitzchak explicitly to stay in Eretz Canaan. It's not up to Yitzchak to decide. And that's because of his status of an Ola Temima. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be at Yitzchak's side wherever he is. And that's why Yitzchak has to stay specifically in Eretz Yisrael. He's not even given the choice to go outside of Eretz Yisrael. And if we continue on to page 4, we'll see that there are even more consequences of this status. The Medrash in source number 17 says, "Vahilo miknetzon." If the Medrash points out that while Avraham had gimalim vachamurim, camels and donkeys in his cattle, Yitzchak did not. Why, says the Medrash? Mipnei sheniskadi shal gabei hamizbeach. Yitzchak was put on the mizbeach in the Akedah. He could not have any siman tumah. The gemalim v'chamorim are animals that are tamei. Yitzchak cannot have any tamei animals in his cattle. Why? Once again, because of his status as an ola tamima, Yitzchak is totally single-mindedly, totally focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in close proximity, the Shekhinah at his side. And if we go down to source number 19, Rashi also says that Avraham married a Shifcha. Avraham was willing to have children with Hagar. Avraham had to build a family. Unfortunately, Sarah was an Akara. She couldn't have children. So therefore, Avraham married Hagar and had children. But Yitzchak could not marry a Shifcha. Why not? V'shifcha lo ratza l'isa, source number 19, the fish in Eskadesh, b'har ha-moria, lihios ola temima. Because Yitzchak, again, was miskadesh agabe ha-mizbeach. Yitzchak was on the mizbeach at the Akedah. And even though he wasn't actually sacrificed, even though in practice he wasn't sacrificed, nevertheless, the Akedah had a transformative effect on everything that Yitzchak was about. His personality, his essence, was all tied to the close proximity that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if Yitzchak is living in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, in Shamayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at his side. That's why we have such consequences between Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham has a Shifcha, Yitzchak can't have a Shifcha. Avraham has Gemalim V'chamorim, Yitzchak can't have Gemalim V'chamorim. Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim, Yitzchak can't go down to Mitzrayim. It's all because of this difference between Avraham and Yitzchak. And if we want to try to give an analogy to concretize exactly what we're trying to get at, let's think of a parallel. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say a lot that Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, is a day of Kulo L'Hashem. We're all familiar with the feelings of Yom Kippur when we stand in shul. The entire day is focused just on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think about Hashem, that's all we think about. We talk to Hashem, that's all we talk to. The entire day is Kulo L'Hashem. We're standing before Hashem just trying to reestablish our relationship with Him. Whereas on the other hand, Sha'ar Hashana, the entire rest of the year, of course, we try to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives in every part of our lives. But we don't have that intense connection, that intense relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we do have on Yom Kippur. And I think that's the exact difference between Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham is living the life of an average everyday life. And he's bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. He's Kori B'Shem Hashem. He's Megayer Aswa Anashim. He interacts with the society around him. He brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the everyday life. But Yitzchak is like the day of Yom HaKippur. Yitzchak is Kulo L'Hashem. Yitzchak has HaKadosh Baruch Hu at his side, the Shekhinah at his side. He's living on the Mizbeach. Lefi Sheniskadish, Mipnei Sheniskadish, Al Gabei HaMizbeach. And I really think that if these two models are true, what's really interesting is the relationship between Avraham and Yitzchak. Because after all, how can we reconcile this idea with the previous idea, that Yitzchak is really the continuation of Avraham? Because we certainly saw enough evidence to prove that that was true. So how do we reconcile these two ideas? So I think it gets at, let's get back to our analogy between Yom HaKippurim and the rest of the year. Both of those elements, Yom Kippur on the one hand and the rest of the year on the other, are both necessary. You can't have the rest of the year without Yom Kippur, and you can't have Yom Kippur without the rest of the year. What do we mean? Well, Yom Kippur, the day of Kulul Hashem, is supposed to influence the entire rest of the year. It's that day that we aspire to that intense relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's supposed to carry over, that we're supposed to have that recollection of throughout the entire year. So that when we go through our everyday average lives, we're able to think back to that experience we had on Yom Kippur and to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our everyday lives because we had that incredible feat of experiencing a day that's just Kulo L'Hashem. So in that way, Yom HaKippurim affects and influences the rest of the year. But vice versa is true as well. We cannot have a day of Yom Kippur where we act like malachim, where we're just before HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso De'olam Vo'ed out loud. We can't have that day unless we have the entire rest of the year. Unless we have that track record, that basis, that foundation to have that unique experience of an intense relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only if we have that track record that we bring Hashem into our lives the entire year can we have that one day a year where we're just standing single-minded and focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what's going on with Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham needs Yitzchak and Yitzchak needs Avraham. Because Avraham is the foundation for Yitzchak. Avraham provides all of the values, all the feats, and Yitzchak continues those. Avraham is the person who lives in the everyday average life and brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu in there. But Yitzchak is also necessary because Yitzchak is single-minded focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu at his side. So therefore, Yitzchak influences Abraham in that Abraham, in his interactions every day, has the aspiration of having that intense relationship with Hashem. But on the other hand, Abraham influences Yitzchak because Yitzchak can't have that relationship with Hashem unless he has the foundation and the basis of Abraham. And if we return to the last medrash, we can return to the first pasuk that we started off this year. Ve'ela toldos Yitzchak ben Abraham, Abraham holides Yitzchak. Originally, we said that Yitzchak was the continuation of Abraham, and that's why the Torah repeats its formulation. But the Medrash in source number 21 says, Avraham holidas Yitzchak, Shakeshahaya Avraham Avinu Over, Yitzchak Beno Acharav, Hayu Akol Omin, Ashrecha Avraham Shabincha Yitzchak, Vashrecha Yitzchak Sheavicha Avraham. Each of you gets your own Ashrecha. Yitzchak, you need Avraham, and Avraham, you need Yitzchak. Because both of you are necessities in creating the completion of the religious personality and identity. Ashrecha Avraham, Vashrecha Yitzchak.
Next week's Thanksgiving, they'll shear. The week after, Rabbi Eli Rubin, Davin's here, Principal Kushner will be speaking. Question?
Thank you.
Sure. Sure. We're davening in 15 seconds.